It's Thursday, September 17th. Big Ten football is officially back. The Pac-12 is getting close too. We'll discuss that. Then we'll jump into our picks against the spread. We started last week 4-1. Great job, Matt, getting this this podcast on the right side in week one. Great start. Glad you guys were able to tail us along with that. And with that, I'm Jeff Schwartz alongside Matt Ford. This is Jeff Schwartz of Smarter Than You. Matt, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there, man. 4-1. Got nothing to complain about. Feeling pretty good after last week. I'm not sure why I could duplicate the same clairvoyance this week. Last week on this show, I said I predicted that the Jags would be the team that knocked everybody out of their survivor pool in week one. If you listened, you would still be in your survivor pool. I went with the Patriots myself.
I took the Ravens, and the guy who's running my survivor pool said to me that everyone was taking the Colts. I said, no, do not take the Colts. And we said last week, I said on this podcast, another one, I said, that was a trap game. That just smelled fishy. The line was way too big,
yep.
And I don't trust the Colts anyway. So that was part of it as well. Before we get to all of that, Matt, you were wearing your Maryland Terrapin shirt. That's just an ugly logo. It's all the Under Armour.
Easy now. So easy now. Mr. Oregon Duck with your 100 weird uniforms. Let's just calm down with all that.
And my very nice Oregon helmet right there.
There it is.
The Big Ten is back, officially back playing football. And the Pac-12, by the way, seems very close to officially being back to play football. Matt, I feel very whole again that we're getting everyone back in line to play football. How did it make you feel today to see the Big Ten come back?
Well, I don't have a whole lot to say that is profound here. I mean, I worry mostly about the kids at my school, being safe. And the thing that kind of blew me away was the expense to each university just to handle all of these tests. And I think, you know, it's going to be a huge undertaking for every one of these schools. And I get why they did it. I obviously am going to be watching and I'm happy for more football always. But, you know, it's a complicated decision, and the fact that they were, you know, that other football is happening and seemingly there's no big problems and the NFL's back and went off without a hitch didn't make the take football away argument stronger. You know, no guarantees how well this goes. I just I'm just thinking of the players and hoping for the best.
Yeah. Well, look, I'll be frank. The players want to play, right? The players want to play. The coaches want to coach. And the biggest obstacle was getting the testing, the daily rapid testing. I have not seen the Big Ten announce who they're partnering with for that. We saw the Pac-12 announce and the Big 12 announce it with Quidel to get daily rapid testing. I saw another conference announce another partnership. I think it was the AAC announced another partnership for daily rapid testing. These tests, by the way, are fantastic. University of Arizona has been using antigen testing just on their own. They conducted their own study, 25,000 students that they have studied, and the results are incredible. They can often detect coronavirus before it actually is like detectable by other tests. So the tests are great. And that, in my opinion, was the biggest obstacle to getting back sports in the Big Ten out and at West in the Pac-12. The Pac-12 has other issues with state and local restrictions, which seem, as of Wednesday night when we're recording this, to have been eased in one day. I do not know why the Pac-12 was not more forceful in trying to get these through. But I'll take football any way we can get it. And I'm glad that the Big Ten is back. I'm glad the Pac-12 will be back as well. It's going to be messy. I'll end with that because the Big Ten has set themselves up for no bye weeks. And they have very stringent testing and return to play guidelines. 21 days for a player who has tested positive for the coronavirus. If you have more than 5% of your team test positive, you're out for the minimum of 7 days. So, Matt, I mean, it's a small margin of error to get a big reward, obviously. So it puts the onus on the players to do their job when they leave the facility.
Yeah, which is obviously always the hardest part of this. The timing's interesting too. I mean, obviously, with nationally, like given the amount of conversation about it, but I think, you know, we're on the same side of this point, which is like great, more football. Like, how great did it feel last week? Like, it felt like we were just back to life. Like, it went off without a hitch. The games were pretty good, as you guys talked about on Tuesday. Like, it just felt so nice to have that thing, that ritual, that source of joy in our lives, Jeff. I needed it. I was dying over here.
And your Washington football team.
Let's go.
Beat the Eagles. We picked them to cover, so we did a great job there. And I think it's time, Matt, to get into our picks again. We're using the Super Contest number. So these are numbers that are used in Super Contest. They're not going to, look, they're going to change between now and the time that you listen to this, possibly either Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. But these are universal numbers. We're going off them. And we're at 4-1 week. So let's have some more fun this week, Matt.
Let's go, Jeff. We're riding a heater. Let's keep this thing going. Teams that are not riding a heater are the teams playing Thursday night. The Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are 6-point dogs at the Cleveland Browns. You said before the show that you had a feel here. I am dying to know what it is.
Well, look, I mean, the feel is the Bengals. But the problem with this feel, and by the way, a theme of this week is going to be betting on bad teams, just FYI.
Yep.
I think it's going to be the theme of it. The Vegas adjust the lines. Here's why I can't do it, by the way. Here's why I can't do it. The Bengals are down both starting defensive tackles. Geno Atkins and Mike Daniels are both down. So I cannot bet on them knowing that those guys are down, considering how much the Browns want to run the football, especially after Baker Mayfield struggled so poorly the other day. But Baker Mayfield, by the way, has not been a good at covering the spread. 5-11-1 in the last 12 games. And that's basically because he hasn't been very good.
Yep.
And I think that trend might continue. I think that the Bengals cover this, but I can't put our money. And we, by the way, we are actually betting these with our own money. So this is like we're putting these into Super Contest. So we're not just telling you to bet them and not doing ourselves. We've put money into Super Contest to play these picks. I can't put my money on this on this game.
If I had any lean here, it'd actually be Cleveland, because I think Cleveland ran into Baltimore with a new head coach. It's week one. Like, Baltimore is an awesome team, and I think Vegas like anticipated the overreaction and kind of overdid it the other way in a few spots here. Like, in most years, I feel like this would be a -3 and we'd be talking each other into the Browns. But 6, it's like, hold on here. I would lean Cleveland off of a disappointment. You mentioned Geno Atkins and the D tackles out, but hard pass.
I'll just tell you, man, I told you guys before the season that I thought Baker Mayfield was going to be better this year. I haven't seen it, man. Like, that's why this would be a bet against him. But I agree. We have better players on the board.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that's they could turn it around, or do you think that could have been a new coach jitters thing in week one?
Surely it could have been, but I just feel like Baker still has a lot of growth to do. And I just didn't see much of it. It could be new coach jitters. Definitely could. But again, I don't like it. I just don't like it.
Let's just not even think about this game until we inevitably both have a side bet on it tomorrow and hate ourselves for doing it. Next game, speaking of terrible things to watch, Jacksonville, 8.5-point dogs at the Titans. So this opened at 11, and I think some people got excited about Minshew Mania. Where do you stand?
I don't want to touch this game at all. I don't know how you feel about this game, but this is one where it's important. But again, this we had an overreaction, obviously, to the Jags winning. And our producer notes, 99% of the money's on Jacksonville. I am not about to there's actually value in taking the Titans -9 because so much money is on Jacksonville. Like, this is something where we talk about kind of fading the public, and it's smart to fade the public. But I can't do it, Matt. I can't bet this game.
See, I actually feel like you could talk me into the Titans here.
I feel like I could be talked into them if we don't have other ones we like.
I mean, I do feel like that 11 is about what we would have had it at. It had the Jags not shown up and beat the Colts. You know, Tennessee, look, they should have been a lot more comfortable in Denver. Steven Gostkowski really made it difficult. So I think you're actually getting the Titans kind of low here. So I'd put them on the maybes, but again, it's 9 points for Ryan Tannehill. It feels that never mind. So let's just leave it off.
Yeah, it's a lot, man.
Well, maybe you have a better feeling here, because I suspect you will. This is the Giants at the Bears. The Bears are 5.5-point favorites. Feels kind of steep for, one good quarter of Mitch Trubisky. What do you think?
I think the play is the Giants here.
Yep.
But I don't feel great about it, because what if their offensive line implodes again and they can't score points? I mean, like, that's my concern. The Giants, again, defensively don't have anyone. I think this is an extreme overreaction to Trubisky coming back. Look, if they lose that game 23-6, this is just a 3-point spread, right? Do we agree on that? Just a classic.
Totally.
3-point. So you get the Giants at 2.5 points of value. Ah, man, I think there's other better bets on the board, man, that I trust teams to do this. Do you trust the Giants offensive line? I don't trust them. Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks. Who on the Giants defense is going to step up and stop anyone of the Bears?
We're telling each other we're not going to overreact, and I agree with that. But I do feel like the Giants actually acquitted themselves pretty well. Daniel Jones had that really terrible interception, which, like, you know, okay. But then remember, they were going against the best defense in the league in the Steelers with a brand new head coach. I actually thought the Giants played better than I thought they would. And meanwhile, Chicago, you said it. If DeAndre Swift catches that pass, this is a 3-point line. I don't even think, like, if it had just been, you know, not a tremendous all the way comeback, but if Chicago had just lost, which they should have, it'd be a 3-point line. Here, the other thing, Jeff, is Mitch Trubisky owns the Lions. Like, he's won 5 straight against the Lions. And so he always looks good against them. The one guy, Matt Patricia, can't figure out. Yeah. Mitch Trubisky, probably not a great sign. So I just like the points here. Like, is Chicago going to put up a ton, beat anybody in the whole NFL by a touchdown? Like, I don't know if I see it.
So here's a couple things to consider. I know you said Daniel Jones looked okay. They were 27th in DVOA on offense. So passing offense, they were 32nd, obviously, rushing. They were atrocious rushing the ball.
Terrible.
Detroit ended up 11th after week one in rushing DVOA, 19th in passing DVOA. I just think they're the better team right now. I'm okay with putting the Giants as a maybe at +5.5 if we need to end up coming back to this. But I would almost feel more comfortable with the Titans -9 than I would the Giants +5.5.
Oh God! All right, I'm writing it down. Maybe Giants. Maybe
I put
Titans.
I put it as a maybe. I mean, I get the play because, again, I think we both agree that if the Giants had made that game a little bit closer and the Lions had lost, this would be a 3-point spread. So you're getting 2.5 points. I mean, like, there is definitely just straight old school value on this.
Yeah, I think there is, and in this week we might not have any huge feelings. Yeah. And we might have to play a few of those. I have a feeling we might feel pretty strongly about this one. Atlanta at Dallas. Dallas is a 4.5 point favorite. Big discrepancy. The money is all over the Falcons here. What do you think?
I think the money a little bit has changed a little bit. The bets look like they're about 50%, but the money is 68% on the Cowboys. Only 32 on the Falcons, but the line opened at 7. The line opened at 7. It's 4.5 now. So it seems like a lot of sharp money coming in on Atlanta. I'm not betting on Atlanta ever again. So they've broken my heart way too many times. And I lean Dallas here. I wouldn't. I just can't.
Of course
you do. Not betting. I can't do it, but I don't.
Of course you're leaning Dallas, Jeff. Atlanta looked terrible last week. You talked about DVOA. They had the worst defensive DVOA in the entire league. And Russell Wilson was incredible. But look at the complement of weapons on this Dallas offense. I think this is a huge overreaction to Dallas losing one game to a good team on the road in primetime. They always lose those.
Right.
But still are adjusting to the new coach. They have they are a much better team all around, and the Falcons have a bunch of injuries in their secondary. This just feels like a clear Dallas to me.
Because I like Dallas a lot this year, and they played terribly in week one, and you're like, oh my God, how can I do that? And I really, when I looked at the lines this week, I thought to myself, this is a straight take Dallas because they're just a better team. Was this like a 27-20 game, something like that, or even more?
I think if Dallas, if Jalen Ramsey hadn't have like perfectly flopped last week, this would be Dallas 7. Like, I think that 1 yard deeper on that crossing route from CeeDee Lamb, and Mike McCarthy's hailed as the genius who replaced Jason Garrett, who was too conservative. Like, I just think this is a total overreaction, and I'm surprised the public's not just crushing this one. Like, Atlanta stinks. We all know Atlanta stinks. Dallas, we all thought a week ago was going to be awesome.
They started really, really slow last year, too, which doesn't really help.
They obviously always start slow. They come back and save Dan Quinn's job. Yeah. Like, I feel fine going with Dallas here.
All right, let's put Dallas in there. I was leaning this direction. We talked about this beforehand. Like, I need a couple. I think we both need a couple this week where we're like, hey, man, like, we're putting this in there. And this feels like...
Let's fade the Falcons. They're terrible. They looked like the worst team in the league last week.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, one down. Hopefully the other four will come to us. The next one.
Oh, this one's coming in hot.
Oh, good. Because I don't know how I feel about this one. All right. So this is Denver at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a 7-point favorite, bet up from 5.5. What do you think?
Give me the black and gold, black and yellow Pittsburgh Steelers in this one. Okay, here's the reason why.
All right.
Obviously, you know I'm high on the Steelers. I've been for the entire offseason. We saw in the Giants game, it took a little bit of time, but eventually their offense got going. Big Ben found a rhythm. Second half, they made some adjustments. And the Broncos this week without A.J. Bouye, who's going to be a big loss for them. And they already lost Chris Harris Jr. to the Chargers in the offseason. Who's going to guard the Pittsburgh weapons? They keep finding weapons, right? Chase Claypool in the second round. We know Washington had a big game for them the other day as well. The offensive line is healthy. Zach Banner got hurt, but the rest of the offensive line is doing well. That is a little concern, but no Von Miller. So you have a backup right tackle for the Steelers. Doesn't really matter. But the reason why I like this more than anything is Drew Lock versus Steelers defense. The Steelers defense brought a ton of pressure in week one. They brought the most blitzes of any team in the NFL, 27 blitzes of 5-plus rush. Now, some of that is their base defense, to be fair. But they bring the heat. We know last season they led the NFL in pressures, and they were up there the top of week one. Drew Lock, the Broncos starting quarterback, has played 6 games. He's 4-2. Oh, my God, 4-2. The offense only scored 20 points a game with him as a starter. And guess what, Matt? He's terrible against pressure. Here we go. Against the blitz, he's completing only 48% of passes versus no blitz, 72.4% of his passes.
Wow.
That is a big difference. And the Steelers defense we saw the other day is going to get after the Broncos. It's a lot of points. I get it. 7's a lot. But then when you look at the beat up secondary, the lack of pass rush for the Broncos, Drew Lock poor against pressure, Steelers coming back home. Big Ben's got that game under his belt now. Mm-hmm. Feeling a little bit better. I know Zach Banner's out at right tackle, but they'll be fine there. I like this a lot.
I felt coming into this how you felt in the last game. If I had gotten a good push, I would have gone with it. And I'm with you for sure. Philip Lindsay also out. So all of a sudden, Cortland Sutton, we don't know at this point. He's still recovering from that injury. But that offense could be Drew Lock, Melvin Gordon, Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler, who's coming off of his injury, hopefully making his first start. That's a tough ask against the best defense in the league off of a short week where they have to travel. This feels like a nice spot for Pittsburgh. The 7's a lot, but I'm willing to do it.
I'm in. Okay, we got two on the board.
All right. Okay, maybe we'll get a third here. Maybe we won't. Minnesota is going to Indy. Indy 3-point favorites because I think Vegas just did the shrug emoji on this one. What do you think? Do you have anything here?
I'd rather not bet on this game. Zimmer's teams aren't very good on the road. 3-6 as a road dog. I just don't know what I trust from the Vikings. I think they'll score points, but I don't know. I don't trust the Vikings. I don't trust that. You know, I've been out on the Colts for a while. I don't trust the Colts either. I would stay away. I think we have better options. What do you think?
I'm on Minnesota, Jeff. This is a lot of respect for a Colts team that just lost to Gardner Minshew and gave up 19 of 20 passing. The Colts defense in their last 6 games has given up 29 points, and they give up a lot of stuff underneath, which Cousins is going to be very comfortable with. Look, I think that Minnesota showed more signs of life than the Colts did. And I actually kind of felt like they turned a corner in that second half, where maybe that first half was a little bit preseason-y for Minnesota. And then with the pressure off, they kind of like were able to work some things out. Adam Thielen looked great. I don't know, man. This just feels like a very respectful line for Indianapolis. And I still feel like I'm missing something. Phillip Rivers looked dreadful last week. And I get that Minnesota needs some time to gel in defense, but they're going to. I don't see them being 0-2 after playing Indy.
They just have a lot of issues on defense. And there's all the money is on Minnesota this week.
Yeah, well, I mean, they also played Green Bay, who I think might be pretty good. Like, I think that's one of the things we learned out of last week is Green Bay is good. Jacksonville is not good, so I'm a little confused at this one.
Can we put this in the maybe pile for now?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's put in the maybe pile.
Okay. Pittsburgh is a yes. Vikings are a maybe. All right. Let's move on here to, oh man, I'm interested in this one. So this is your hometown Carolina Panthers. They're going to Tampa Bay to face Tampa and the Bucks. The Bucks are 9-point favorites. Thoughts?
Well, I think the over is the play in this game, by the way. I think the over is definitely the play, but we're not picking those sides. I think actually Tampa Bay team total is probably good take over here as well. Here's the tough part about this is that I lean Tampa Bay. You know I'm going to go lean Tampa Bay. We know Teddy Bridgewater is.
Do I know you're going to lean Tampa Bay? I don't know.
We know Teddy Bridgewater is an absolute covering fiend. I mean, he covers a lot of football games as a starter. He's now 27-8 as a starter covering games. But I just feel like this number is. I mean, would it have been like 11 or 12 if they won last week? I mean, like the Panthers only lost
13. Yeah,
they only lost by 4 last week. They didn't play that bad. Oh boy, I would lean Tampa here, but I don't know if I like it.
So I am not going to talk us into Carolina here, but I do want to talk about Tampa a little bit because, like you said it, I think this might have been like a 13-point game if this were week one. Tampa, so much hype. You know, Carolina looked decent on offense. You mentioned playing the over. You know, Tampa Bay's defense was the better unit for sure. But, you know, Carolina, their offense, I think, could acquit them. And you mentioned Bridgewater. The problem with Tampa, I think, the three most important non-quarterbacks on their offense are Evans, Godwin, and Donovan Smith, right? The left tackle. So Evans is, we don't know what his deal is, but he was just a total non-factor last week. Godwin entered concussion protocol today. Donovan Smith probably won't play next week. He might actually be out. Those are huge injuries. And, you know, this is a 9-point spread. I feel like this one might drop down a little bit and then get hit on game day and pop back up again. If anything, I'm thinking Carolina might be able to keep it kind of close as Tom in the offense kind of figures this thing out, but I don't really want to put too much on that.
I'm okay with like putting in the maybe pile for now.
Oh man, I talked us into it and now I regret it.
No, because I think we have more games that are in a normal year. If this is a later game, I would say, yeah, man, like I'm all in Carolina +9. But I just, I don't know. Let's see what else we have.
Okay, let's do that. The next game is, let's see here. The Bills are road favorites, 5.5-point road favorites at Miami. Lot of money and bets coming in on Buffalo right away.
Oh, you know where I'm going with this one, buddy.
Talk to me.
All over the Miami Dolphins.
Let's go. Me too. Here.
I feel like this is one of those where we're going to have an extreme overreaction to the Dolphins playing a really good team and defense in the Patriots and not doing so well. And then we're going to have extreme overreaction to Buffalo playing the terrible Jets and playing well. And
did they play well? Like they didn't even play that well. They won.
They won. But I just think this is a game, by the way, than any other year we'd be all over, right? Like home dog getting 5.5 points with Ryan Fitzpatrick feels like, especially with all the money on Buffalo, all the money. Look, the issue is in this game is that I don't really have like any trends I could tell you that really helps with any of this stuff. I mean, nothing. I mean, like I looked, Matt, maybe you have something like I looked for like, okay, this is the number, right? This is the reason why. I just have a feeling that this is gonna be a close game.
This is situational betting. And I'll say this, Miami, everyone assumes that if they even, I mean, we were playing them last year when they were they had a terrible record, and later in the season, nobody really caught on until the end. Miami last week was in that game, the whole game. It was 14-11 until there were 6 minutes left or something like that. Yeah. Miami, and even after that, Miami was never truly out of it. They don't quit. This is a home opener.
And they get fans. They get fans.
They do get fans, which is interesting. I mean, what I think Sean McDermott was already complaining about that before the season even started. Buffalo, like you said, they played well. I don't think they actually did. Like Josh Allen, he had the worst throw of all of Sunday. I think we texted each other right after. Bunch of turnovers. Stephon Diggs clearly is like working his way in still. I don't think they're some powerhouse. Like I think Miami can certainly hang with them. And sure, let's do it.
I'm good. Let's do it. Let's go with Miami right there.
So we've got what do we have here? I think we have three yeses now. We've got Dallas, Pittsburgh, and Miami in our yeses and a whole bunch of maybes. So we're doing well. The next one up here is the 49ers. They're going to New York to play the Jets. The Jets are 6.5-point home dogs. What do you think?
Oh, boy. You know where I'm going with this one. I don't like it. We texted about this today. The play is the Jets, but I can't do it. This is that hold your nose and bet game.
Yeah.
But we already have three bets in there that we feel pretty good about, and there's at least two more that I like a lot more in this one. So I'm gonna pass on this one.
Let's agree to lay off, but I do like the money line for Miami. This one feels like another one where if you could get crazy odds and redeem yourself for a bunch of other dumb money line plays if you get this one right. The injuries are really concerning for San Francisco, and this is a tough spot off a loss. Travel across the country, have to cover 7. I don't know. I agree. Stay away, but the Jets are definitely the play here.
I'm staying away.
Yeah, stay away for us. Perfect. The next one is the Rams. They are 1-point dogs. They're going to Philadelphia coming off of that loss to my football team. What do you think?
Okay. This is the game that I had a lot of trouble with because it opened at Philly favored by 3.5. Mm-hmm. Which just didn't seem right because the Rams looked pretty good the other day. And this line movement, I want to stay away, man. It just feels weird.
Yeah. I also feel like everyone in any pool is going to have one side or the other in this one because it's such a small line and everyone got a good sense for those two teams. With Philly, the Rams won a big high profile game. It was the late game. They have to fly. Philly's off of a loss. I would probably lean with the short home dog here, but I agree. I would rather just skip this one.
This is one where like I think I personally bet the Eagles at +3.5. Or no, I bet the Rams at +3.5 maybe. Like wait, this is like, but now I don't like it now. I just don't like it now. We're not putting this in here. It's just a weird, fishy line, right?
Yeah, it is. I think Vegas might secretly like the Rams and they want suckers like us to take the Eagles. All right, now let's move on to the next game. So this is Detroit at Green Bay. The Packers are favored by 6. What do you got here?
Nothing. I don't like this game.
Interesting. I didn't either. No, I didn't either. But then I sort of thought like, well, Green Bay would be the play here. Watching Green Bay last week, I really thought that last year, for whatever reason, we just didn't give them enough credit. Like, yes, they were 13-3. They played a soft schedule. They lost to the teams that, where they could have made the statement. But there has to be something to be said for a team that is just consistently solid and shows up. And Davante Adams, as we've talked about, is the key to that offense after obviously Rodgers. Like when he is there, he's unstoppable. Like him and Rodgers are so dominant in the red zone. I think Detroit stinks. Like they looked terrible last week, even when they were leading. I guess Stafford helps them, but I don't mind laying 7 or 6 with Green Bay here.
So here's a couple things. Detroit is 13-7-1 in the first four games against the spread of the season since 2015. They start very fast, and they break everyone's hearts later. But the problem is they're not very good against the Packers at Lambeau, right? They famously have gotten their butts kicked for many, many years at Lambeau. The reason why I don't like this in general is because I think that we still have, according to what – we still have multiple games I really do like. And okay. that's part of this as well. Like, I just think that there's still – I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers is my favorite. And there's still, like, one here that I'm going to I put a lot of money on myself. And we have a lot more – we have better bets still.
Okay. Then let's keep going. I'm wondering if it's this game. This is the Washington football team.
It's one of them, yes.
At the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals are 6.5-point favorites. So I'm curious what you have here.
Oh, this is the Washington football team plus 6.5, in my opinion.
Wow.
And I know you're a Washington football fan, but Arizona did beat a good team last week in the Niners. Maybe they're good. Maybe they're not this year, but they did. But their efficiency numbers weren't terribly great, right? 20th on offense, 17th on defense. Washington is number one in the NFL in DVOA on offense. The Arizona Cardinals do not have a great offensive line. Now, the question is obviously is Kyler Murray the difference maker, right? Because of his speed and his ability to get into space and make things happen. Ron Rivera is notoriously great as a dog. When he was great in Carolina as a dog, he continues, I think, in my opinion, obviously last week, to be great as a dog. He's 19-12 as a dog with the Panthers and then obviously with the Eagles, including with the Redskins against the Eagles. Cardinals 3-0 is a favorite under Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know, man. I like Washington plus 6.5. I'll put it down as a maybe. I said, there's two other picks I like way more than this. No, this is one of them.
Yeah.
I like Washington plus 6.5.
I mean, what Washington I think is going to do this season is I think the game they had in week one was their best case scenario game. They didn't blow it. And as a Washington fan, I've watched them just lose games on their own for years. And they didn't do that. They didn't have that terribly timed penalty. You know, they got some bailouts here and there, but they made the best of the situation, right? When they had short field position, they scored. They have nobody on offense who's going to scare anyone. So look, I think they could maybe keep it close if their defense has another game like they did in week one. By far the highest rated DVOA on defense. But I don't feel great about this one, especially on the road and coming off of a big win.
Okay, well I'm okay with putting it in a maybe. You know this team better than I do, and so I'm good with a maybe here.
I mean, I don't think I didn't recognize them last week, so maybe I don't. they really impressed me. One team that also really impressed me, Baltimore. 7-point road favorites at the Texans. God, they're just dying for you to play the Texans here. I'm curious where you are on this.
Yeah, I'm not playing the Texans. I am playing Baltimore, -7, lock it in. Baltimore's on a mission this year. They also destroy really bad defenses. Since the beginning of last season, when they kind of took a little bit of time to get going, they score a ton of points all the time, and they don't stop scoring points. Houston's offense, by the way, looked completely lost against Kansas City. Deshaun Watson did not look good without DeAndre Hopkins. The Ravens, we know, can get pressure on the quarterback. They're such a good all-around team, and I think, Matt, their goal this year is to destroy every single team as much as they can. Here's some numbers for you. Ravens, 10-1 spread, 10-1 against the spread on the road since the middle of 2018. Texans are 2-6 as a host against the spread the last season at home. I just think that the Ravens are going to steamroll the Texans.
You've convinced me. I'm in. I really thought... I knew that we weren't going to play the Texans, so I thought that this was just going to be a stay away based on the number.
I'm going so hard on these veteran teams, man, that can score points. I think the Ravens are on a mission this year. I'll bet them until I can't anymore.
Okay, I'm in. I'm glad we're putting one very good team in here. Although we have ended up taking a lot of solid teams. So, all right, Baltimore on the list. I have no good counter for that. I'm in. curious where you are here with your Kansas City Chiefs, 8.5-point road favorites at the Chargers.
You go first. I'm curious.
I mean, my argument is basically the one you just made. I'm just fine taking the Chiefs here. I mean, the Chargers, I think it was because it was in that late slot on the 4 o'clock slot.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I had bet the Chargers to cover the three for all the reasons we talked about on this show last week, rookie quarterback. They can't do anything on offense. Like, their offense was hand off to Josh Kelly for 3 yards, overthrow Mike Williams, punt. And Randy Bullock got sniped in the calf, and that's the only reason that the Chargers are 1-0. Look, the Chiefs look like they could beat anybody in the league by 100, and the Chargers, I don't think that they have some huge advantage by being back at home. The Chiefs also get the mini bye week with Andy Reid. Like, I am fine laying the 9 here.
This is as square of a play as it gets, but I think it's the right play. Here's some stuff to help us here. Chiefs have covered their last 10 games. Kind of impressive, right? Last 10 games. Andy Reid is 6-1 against the spread versus the Bolts in the last 7 games. He owns Chargers. I told you this, myself. I bet this game personally at -6.5 on Sunday. I was watching the Chargers play. I looked ahead, and there were week 2 look ahead lines. I was like, 6.5 points. Oh my God, this is stealing. Give me the Chiefs. So I'm good with chucking Washington out of here and go with the Chiefs. This is an extremely, extremely squarey board we have going. But I feel like right now that's okay.
Kansas City, Dallas. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
We got Baltimore. Right now we have Dallas, Pittsburgh, Miami, Baltimore, and the Chiefs.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see if we can have a better case here on some of the next ones. The next game I think is the most fascinating Rorschach test of this week, where you like don't know what you see is going to be different for everyone. The Patriots are 4-point dogs at Seattle. Opened at 3. Lots of money poured in on the Seahawks. Now it's at 4. What do you think?
Well, I think this is a stay away game. I think that you look at Seattle, the way they played offensively last week, it's a very bad Falcons defense. Now they get the Patriots defense. The Patriots last week got some goodwill, right? They played well. They should have scored 28 points. You know, Nikhil Harris fumbled at the back of the end zone.
Yep.
But now they're traveling all the way to Seattle. A couple notes here. Bill Belichick has not been a dog very often. He's only been a dog 15 times since 2010. He's 12-3 against the spread as a dog. Seattle has not been very good at home lately, by the way, covering. 2-7 last 9 as a host. And we know Seattle, there's no home field advantage this year, so it doesn't matter as much. Oh, boy.
I think the play is New England, if you're betting this.
The play is New England, and I think that we have better games I feel better at on.
Yeah, me too. The one thing I think a few things I learned last week. I don't think I learned a ton about the Patriots. I think they did that option stuff with Cam because he knows how to do it. It works. He's healthy. You know, he's going to grow into that offense and throw it around a little bit more once he gets some reps, I think. Seattle always has some game in September where they just don't show up, right? Like every year you see that stat where it's like Pete Carroll in December is 100,000,001. And in September, he's like 2-15. Like he just, this feels like getting Bill Belichick as an underdog. It just feels kind of nice, but I agree. I might play this one on the side for fun on Sunday night, but I don't love it. But the play would be New England.
It would be New England. Look, I mean, I'll tell you what, man, this is the one time where we give a ton of public money on Seattle, like a lot. And New England is the sharp play here at +4. Yeah. I might move them in.
And look, I think the other thing with this is Seattle beat Atlanta. Atlanta may be the worst team in the league after that last week. I'm serious. Like they got it together on offense, but that game was just such a massacre.
So here's the question for our picks right now. Would you rather have Miami +5.5 at home against Buffalo or New England +4?
Well, I want to go through the last game here because I actually feel really strongly about it. It's the Saints 5.5-point favorites at the Raiders. I don't know if you've got a feel for this, but I have none.
So go. And by the way, I look down on my, I actually print out notes, believe it or not. So that's why, like, if you ever look at this, I'm looking down. I have actual notes that I print out that, like, I type up and print out. So, all right, go ahead, buddy.
I have like a beautiful mind type situation here on my my iPhone.
Oh, I have notes stuff here. I have stuff on my notes, like on my computer, but I like to actually like print stuff out so I can see it, like hold it in my hands.
I like that.
All right, go ahead.
So, look, the Saints won last week and they beat the Bucs, who everybody assumed would be pretty good. And I think every year we all do this thing in our heads that we used to do with, you know, the Patriots, we used to do with Peyton Manning and the Colts, where we just assume the Saints, they're probably a top five team, right? It's like, yeah, they're pretty complete. They had a nice showing at home. Like, they took care of business. Like, let's just mark the Saints as this safe team. Well, Michael Thomas is out. And what is their offense going to be exactly without Michael Thomas? Okay, it's going to feature a lot of Alvin Kamara, who looked good last week. Oakland last year was in the top five of rush defense in terms of yards per rush. When they were in Oakland. Sorry, I'm going to keep doing that for a while. They're opening their new stadium in Las Vegas. The Saints are coming off of a big emotional win against a rival where they were talking a lot of crap afterwards. And the Raiders never win those games where they're road favorites. They took care of business. They're going to come home. This is the game that they show up for. It's an early in the season game where John Gruden's better. They're opening their stadium. You know, no Michael Thomas. I'm surprised that this isn't a little bit closer. I don't think the Saints looked that great last week.
Yeah, I don't want to bet on the Raiders, though. I don't think they're that good.
I don't think they're that good either, but I just like the spot. 5.5-point home dogs opening a stadium.
Yeah, this empty stadium. Do you like this better than the other picks we have?
I'm surprised that didn't move you at all. Because I've looked at this long and hard. I mean, this was at 6, and then Michael Thomas went out, and now it's 5.5. Like, that feels a little bit fishy to me.
I think the people just think the Raiders aren't very good.
I mean,
they had a ton of points last week. You can make the case that the Saints didn't even play as well as they should have against Tampa Bay, especially early on in that game.
If you're not into it, let's pass on it.
Vegas was 23rd in defense after week one. They played a Carolina offense that I wouldn't consider to be like terribly great, right?
I mean, no, but they did look they had it together last week, Carolina. I was impressed with them overall. But look, what we would do with this is we put this in the maybes and it'd be our first one out. So we're going to that part of it now anyway. Let's just wipe this one off the board.
So here we go. Ready?
Yep.
So it looks like our five that we decided were Dallas -5, -4.5, Pittsburgh -7, Miami +5.5, Baltimore -7, KC -8.5. I mean, if that's the squarest board I've ever seen, I mean, that's just,
yeah, we're doing a gambling show. Why don't we go through some of our maybes here? I will say of our five, the first three, I feel the best about. I feel great about Dallas. I feel great about Pittsburgh, and I feel great about Miami. Baltimore and the Chiefs are sort of the same logic. So I feel like, you know,
I love Baltimore.
Okay.
So
let's put them in.
The Chiefs one is like, but Tyrod Taylor's not any good.
Well, why don't we go through our maybes here? So our other, go ahead.
So we have the Giants +5.5, the Titans -9, the Vikings +3.
8.5. Yep.
Oh, sorry. 8.5. Carolina's getting 8.5 or 9?
The Titans are getting.
Oh,
the Titans are laying 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carolina -9, Washington +6.5, New England +4. I feel like I would feel comfortable putting New England in that category.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we can lose. We had talked about Minnesota. Let's lose that. I'm fine punting on the Giants.
Yeah. I'm fine putting on the Titans.
Yeah, the Titans are playing Jacksonville. Yeah, I'm fine with that. So now we're down to a final three of New England, Washington, and the Chiefs. Is that right?
Do you want to throw one out of the five, though, is a question.
Well, I think the Chiefs are the one we feel the least strong about.
Yeah.
Collectively. You know, I don't really want to go against Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray. So we could just go against Tyrod Taylor. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
But that is a really square board.
I really worry about how square this board is.
Don't well, you? I mean, should we talk about Dallas or Pittsburgh? I think with the Dolphins were locked. No, we knew we wanted that one right away.
Here's what I think it is. Cam has not played well against Seattle in his career. That's not good. He's 1-5 against them. That's obviously with a much different team, but he doesn't complete a lot of passes against them. Whatever. Dude, we get a chance to bet on the New England Patriots as a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's not Tom Brady, but what Belichick can do all week is say, hey, look, guys, we're a dog. No one believes in us. And they're the sharp play. Like, how often do you get this?
Never. Well, what would you kick out?
I almost would throw out Miami, but the Chiefs are on such a run right now. I don't know how you... I'd throw the Chiefs out. I might throw the Chiefs out and keep I've wanted Miami all week.
Yeah, I agree. I've wanted Miami all week too. I've wanted Dallas all week. And I think you've wanted Pittsburgh and Baltimore all week.
I have. So you want to go with throw a little wrinkle and just go with New England +4, take the Chiefs out?
I think so. The 8.5 is such a tough number.
Especially when open at 6. Like I think part of it too is I personally don't feel the value in it because I bet it personally at 6.5. And I'm like, it doesn't like New England +4. Wow, this is Monday Night Football too, right?
Sunday Night
Football. Sunday Football.
Let's do it, man. Let's take the 4. I'd rather get the points somewhere.
Right. I'd rather get a couple points than deal with the Chiefs, who are just gonna be every single dollar in this whole world is on the Chiefs this weekend. And they're probably gonna cover it, but I just I don't know. Division opponent. I just feel really strong in Baltimore to take the shit out of the Texans. And I think Pittsburgh probably, I mean, maybe the Chiefs would be the one where I think I might even put the Chiefs instead of Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So to refresh, the Steelers are 7-point home favorites against Denver. And the Chiefs are 8.5-point road. Right. They're road favorites. Where are they?
This is a great teaser weekend, by the way. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Kansas City, all within put them in a tease less than a field goal.
Yeah. Chiefs are 8.5-point favorites at Los Angeles. So that's what we're deciding against. Would we rather have the Steelers favored by 7 at home or Mahomes favored by 8.5 over anyone, anywhere?
Jeez.
I think I would personally feel better about the Chiefs than the Steelers.
Right?
I mean, Roethlisberger, we still haven't seen enough to feel totally confident. Denver was in that game. I don't know. I would feel more comfortable with the Chiefs, I think. Off of the extra rest, too.
They're like amazingly good off rest.
Let's do that. If you're good, because the Steelers were one of your early favorites, I would swap the Chiefs for them.
I'm going to put the Chiefs in there. Let's do that. Cause I think that you're right. Like the Kansas City, you can't pass on them right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's take the best Chiefs. I'm in.
So Dallas, Miami, Baltimore, New England, Kansas City. So we have three of the three best coaches in the NFL we're betting on.
Yeah, I can live with Mike that. McCarthy, Brian Flores. Like,
we have the other ones.
Yeah, those others. All right, so I'm going to recap our plays here quickly. So we have Dallas, 4.5-point home favorites over Atlanta. We have the Chiefs, 8.5-point road favorites against the Chargers. We have the Dolphins, +5.5 at home against Buffalo. We have the Ravens, 7-point road favorites. 7-point road favorites against the Texans and the Patriots getting 4 points at Seattle on Sunday Night Football. Those are our five.
It's an interesting board, buddy.
I like it, man. Here's who we're going against: Dan Quinn, Tyrod Taylor, Josh Allen, Bill O'Brien, and the Seahawks in September with no fans. Let's go.
Yeah. I like that we bet on good teams. I mean, Dallas is supposed to be good too.
This one stood out to me. That one stood out to me the whole week. Because Atlanta just, I don't know. They're just terrible. If that turns into a shootout, I love Dallas.
All right, let's do this. All right. We got Dallas, Dolphins, Ravens, Patriots. I do not feel as good this week that I did last week. I'll tell you that.
I don't either. And hey, if anything changes, we're allowed to make an update to this and put it up on your Twitter at Jeff Schwartz, right?
I don't think so. I mean, this is the five we're in, right? Unless there's like a weird injury or something, we're in for these five. We're doing it. This is it. We're in. All right. Thank you, everyone. We obviously 4-1 last week. Great start. I hope to do the same this week. Get you guys some more money. Thank you for joining us. Big Ten is back. Pac-12 coming back soon. Full NFL actual week. We bet on good teams and good coaches. I will take it. I'll take it, everyone. Have a great weekend. Talk to everyone on Tuesday morning. Until then, enjoy football all weekend. I'm Matt Ford. I'm Jeff Schwartz. Jeff Schwartz, the Smart on You podcast. Have a great weekend, everybody.